Welcome in, everybody, to another episode of the Nothing Catchy Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Dewey, a.k.a. Pang Wangle. We're starting week two. I'm recording this as the Eagles game is ending, and not looking good for those Vikings. Not looking good. Looks like they tried to have a comeback and were unsuccessful. Mistakes were made by yours truly already, which we'll get into. But I just wanted to go over really quickly some of the transactions that happened over the over waiver wire on Tuesday. Go over the matchups to see who's going to win and who's not. Little hint here. I'm not going to win. but yeah, it's, we'll see how things go. We have a trade that happened. I don't believe I talked about it too much in the last one, because I don't know if it had gone through yet. Which is actually proving to be a positive in the long run. So, real quick here, let's go back. Looking over the transactions, the waiver wire. So waiver wire, some people made some pickups. Hill was picked up for the Ravens, Jay Hill. Again, this is also hard because it doesn't have... Oh, this is interesting. Ooh, I like this. Okay, sorry. Again, this is kind of a review of Sleeper, the Sleeper app. The thing I don't like is it has that their at name on here and not their actual league name. So as I'm reading this and trying to tell people who they are, it's going to be kind of confusing. So I apologize for that. But Trademark got the first grab, and he took Hill. And Trademark, I'm going back to the other, that's Goffenheimer. So Goffenheimer, he was able to pick up his first pick of Jay Hill, running back. He dropped Trey Burks, wide receiver of Tennessee. Now, this is where it's interesting. On the right side of it, it says three claims. So there was three other people who put in a claim for it. Trademark did, Matt Zacharias, and Jay Rindenfell. Those were three people who put in claims for Jay Hill. That was interesting. So then Matt Zacharias, he got the next pick, and he picked up Brock Purdy and dropped Aaron Rodgers. That's an obvious move. I didn't bring it down. So for anybody who's not listening, Matt is looking for him. Where'd you go, Matt? Patty's Secret Formula. So Patty's Secret Formula ended up grabbing Brock Purdy, even though he has Mahomes. So that's a bummer. But nobody else actually went for him either. So it was just him that put in that waiver wire. The third pick that went off was Kyren Williams with the Los Angeles Rams. There were two other people who put in claims for him, Vladdy Daddy and D. Sully. Vladdy Daddy was one who won that, followed by the next pick, which I'm surprised this guy went as the fourth pick for the waiver wires. But, oh man, here we go again. Puku Nukua. He got taken. D. Soli grabbed him, Doug. But he dropped Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and three other people put in waivers for him. So D. Soli, Vladdy Daddy, and yours truly, myself, put one in. Followed by Jay Rindenfeld, Fidel. Oh, my goodness. He picked up the Giants and dropped the Commanders. Then me, I picked up Joshua Kelly. He's mainly a stash in case something ever happens to Eckler. And then Jay Rindenfeld picked up, he picked up Roshan Johnson with Chicago Bears running back and dropped Damian Harris as well. Then afterwards we had, after that was all the waiver wires, and then after the waiver wires cleared, people can obviously pick up and drop people, and there was quite a bit of moving. Cordell Patterson got picked up, Zay Jones got picked up, Kendrick Bourne, yours truly picked up Kendrick Bourne and dropped Van Jefferson. Hunter Henry got picked up, yours truly, dropped Johnson. Allen Robinson got picked up by Doug, which is a good pickup, if Allen Robinson is going to actually do anything. And then T. Spears of Tennessee got picked up by Vladdy Daddy. That's Tajay Spears. He's a rookie. He dropped R. Moore. Rondell Moore, wide receiver, which is probably a good, that's a good swap. Vladdy Daddy picked up Romeo Doubs, which is such a bummer. I was actually thinking about grabbing him if he did, he made it through, but he did not. But then he dropped Tajay Spears, the guy he had just picked up. So he just picked up Tajay Spears and dropped him for Romeo Doubs. Zach Moss got picked up, and the Browns defense got picked up. And then Tutu Atwell got picked up as well, as well as the last one was a kicker, Riley Patterson, with the Lions. So, yeah, a lot of moving going on in the after week one, picking up people, dropping people, seeing what we got going on. Moving over to the matchups. Matchups here, it looks like there's going to be a lot more one-sided, you know, events here. Last week was a lot of 50-50. This week, there's a lot more 60-plus type situations. We'll start with me, my matchup. Pang Wangle is going up against Catching Kelsey, which is Elijah, I believe is his actual name. And I had just before the game, I pulled Cousins and put Geno Smith in. I was like, I just feel like it's going to be a better potential matchup. And I regret that greatly because Kirk Cousins would have put up 28 points and Jalen Hurts only put up 26. So I would have been winning in the QB category, which would have heavily swung me the other way. So I'm rooting for Seattle really to take it to Detroit. We'll see what happens there. But I don't know if I'll beat out a 364-yard, 4-TD type game with Cousins. So that was the trade that happened, by the way. I traded for Kirk Cousins and gave up Tyler Lockett, and I'm pretty happy with that. After this week, I think Kirk is going to be my locked-in starter. He has some pretty good matchups going forward, and I do think he can keep it going. So yeah, we'll see how that all works out. But Catching Kelsey, he is currently expected 66% chance he's going to win this game against my measly 34%. So he had he had Jalen Hurts. Then he had Jordan Addison, who is a really great rookie wide receiver for the Vikings. And then he also had the Eagles defense. Eagles defense only got him 10, which is good. And then Addison got him 14, which is really good. So currently he's sitting at 50 points with three people playing. So that's going to be a big, tall order for me to get out of that hole. So we'll see. Next up, you have it's Joe Ever for you versus Montenegro's Mud Dogs. Right now, the score is pretty close. However, it does look like Montenegro Mud Dogs are going to be pulling ahead. The people who played so far was D. Swift for Montenegro Mud Dogs. He did great, got 25 points. And then it's Joe Ever for you. He had Smith, Deion Smith, or Devonta Smith, excuse me, who got 21 points. So there's a lot of scoring from some of the key players here. Looks like Montenegro's Mud Dogs also had the kicker in there as well. So, and had got 11 points, had the Eagles kicker. So they're actually doing quite well, already starting off strong. I do think Montenegro is going to pull it out and win on that one. So it looks like it's probably going to, everything's going to kind of even out the first two matches. I'm 1-0, Catching Kelsey's 0-1. And then after this weekend, I think we'll both be 1-1. Same with Joe Ever for you and Montenegro Mud Dogs. Joe Ever is 1-0 and Montenegro is 0-1. I think we're both all going to be 1-1 after this weekend. Moving on to the next matchup, you got Chase on the case. That's Doug. He's in a situation like me, not looking like he's going to be winning this matchup. He's currently only 31% or 37% chance of winning the game, mainly because he had a really bad showing by his tight end, Dallas Goedert, underperforming. And Team Jake Fitzy had an extremely high performance from his tight end, TJ Hockenson. So TJ Hockenson got 22 points. And so that's two TDs, 66 yards, just absolute baller. So not looking too good for Deion this week, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes. All right, and moving up to our very first 50-50 match right now. 50-50 is going to be Team Free Kamara and Team Anubis, again, I'm just kind of Anubis. So I'm calling you Team Anubis. Team Anubis had Justin Jefferson, so he had a great game as well, 19 points. However, he had Alexander Mattison, who did not do so well. Only had 3.4 points, so yikes. I think the moral of the story is do not run on, try to run on the Philadelphia defense. Stick to passing, because they will stop you. But yeah, Team Free Kamara doesn't have anybody playing today, so 0 points there. But it is currently at 50-50 chance for them to win. Real quick scan. I'm going to give my money to actually Free Kamara. I think he's going to probably do better this week. Ooh, I don't know. Yet. It's Garrett Wilson. Man, this is a legit toss-up. Legit toss-up. It's going to come down to the defense. Giants versus Arizona versus Patriots versus Miami. All right, taking Giants. Free Kamara, you're going to win this week. That's what I'm saying. Next up, next game, gotta love it versus the Vladinator. Currently, gotta love it is planning to win at 51%. So it's a pretty close game. Neither one of them had anybody playing tonight, so it's 0-0 currently in that game. And last game of the weekend is another one very similar to mine. Slightly better odds, but very similar to mine. You have Patty's Secret Formula versus Goffenheimer. And it currently is set that Goffenheimer is going to win 56% of the chance. So Patty's Secret Formula did have somebody play today. Goffenheimer did not. Where is the... Yeah, he had A.J. Brown with Philly playing. And that was ooh, that hurts. He had projected 14 points for A.J. Brown and ended up getting only 4.9 points. So not so good. Not so good. But yeah, we'll see how this week pans out. I'm kind of excited to see. I'll run through real quick and give my predictions for each week or each matchup so we can see who you guys think who's going to win, or who I think is going to win, excuse me, and you guys can keep record of it and see how good I do with my predictions. But I think Catching Kelsey is going to win. I think Montenegro and Mud Dogs is going to win. I think Team Fitzy is going to win. Jake Fitzy is going to win. Free Kamara is going to win. I'm going to say the Vladinator is going to win. And I'm going to say Goffenheimer is going to win. Those are my predictions. We'll see who actually pulls it off and wins. And yeah, we'll go from there. Hopefully everybody has a great weekend. Hopefully there's no injuries except for maybe Austin Eckler. I don't wish for injury, but since I have his backup, you know, just saying. So if there's going to be an injury, you know, have it happen to him. But nothing serious, nothing serious. And hopefully he gets all his money or something. Anyways, I hope you all have a great rest of your week, and we will talk to you later. I'll have another podcast probably on Tuesday of next week, going over the winners, losers, and seeing how it all worked out. And so with that, see ya.